Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Happy Valentine's Day. Sending you all lots of love. Remember, it's a day about love. Whether you're single, in a relationship, somewhere in between, just love yourself. Because I love you. I really do. Thank you everyone for listening, supporting the show. Okay, in today's show, I'm joined by part of the Sex with Emily team. I have Madison and Jamie here, so you know it's going to be awesome. We're honoring the day of love by helping you through your love and sex conundrums. Are you wondering how to work daddy into your dirty talk? Are your partner's masturbation habits cause for concern? Plus tips for navigating the dating world. Is there a right way to ghost on a bad sex partner? All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com and check out all the fun stuff we have there. We've got the posts, we've got the blogs every day. What else? Videos, subscribe. We make it so easy. Subscribe to the newsletter. All of our social media, which is Sex with Emily across the board, including our Facebook page. And you can, like I said, check out the content every day and then also subscribe to the podcast. We love that. And the newsletter. Okay. Hi, team. Hi, Jamie and Madison.
Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day, my loves.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Aww. Happy V-Day to all.
Oh, you're each of my loves. Oh, little hearts in my eyes looking at you. Yeah, so they're joining me because this is an important day of love. What are you guys going to do today? Okay.
Taco TBD.
Tuesday. Taco Tuesday.
For the single life.
Not like what you're thinking, you guys. If you think taco, we're thinking of some subversive way. We actually mean tacos.
Yeah, authentic tacos.
Who knows? Right. You don't know how the night's going to end.
Dude, it so could be like true. A taco, Taco Tuesday.
I'm going out with my best girlfriend, Sia, so who knows?
That's double the tacos.
BFF. I feel like chicks don't usually hook up with BFFs.
Yeah, probably not.
Guys are always like, you guys gonna hook up? Like, my friend sleeps over, like, they visit me, they're like, you're sleeping in the same bed, you gonna hook up? Like, no, all the chicks I've hooked up with, like, I didn't know.
Well, actually, that's not true. I do have a crush on my friend Ashley, and I make jokes about it all the time in front of her, and I'm like, but I'm like, you know, I'm not really joking though. Like, if you were down, and she's just like, oh, I know. It's just a running thing.
Is she bisexual?
No, not at all.
Are you?
I'm curious. I mean, I've like made out with chicks before and I think they're like attractive, but I've never
lips on vagina.
No, that
another vagina. Well, that's not even
like,
your own.
I've always like been like, you know, like I would totally let anything happen to me, like a girl do whatever to me. I don't know if I'd be able to reciprocate just because I've never have. But
she'd
like,
be a selfish bisexual.
I don't know though. I don't know.
You don't know until the moment strikes. Until the taco strikes.
But until now, it's right now, I don't really know where I lie on the scale.
Okay, that's fine. No, right.
Closer to straight.
Open. But. Right, right. I totally get it. Madison, are you going out with a friend tonight? No, you have a boyfriend.
I mean, we'll see. Yeah,
TBD.
No. Yeah, TBD. Who knows what's going to happen? But to your earlier point, I actually have two best friends where their first sexual experience was with each other. Two female best friends. Yeah. We were all like the three musketeers, and then we kind of like in high school, we kind of like branched off a little bit, and they went on vacation with one of the girls' parents. I'm totally like throwing them under the bus right now, whatever, no names, but they went on vacation with one of the girls' parents and just started like experimenting. So they were each other's like first like sexual touching, like making out, fingering, like all of that. And then they didn't tell anyone else for like months. And so when it finally happened, when they finally brought it up, we're like, how have you been holding on to this? We've all been hanging out. Right. No one has said anything. So I always thought that was interesting.
Was it an isolated incident?
Yeah, I think so. And then from then on, they had this weird, like, competitive thing where they, like, tried to date the same people and they were
guys.
Both bisexual for a while and then they weren't bisexual. And, like, one of them actually went on to, like, embrace, you know, bisexuality full time while the other kind of just went back to dating dudes.
Interesting. But, okay, yeah, I should never say never. You're right. In my life, I just feel like
my friends
have had forever.
Yeah, I feel like it was, like, a very bizarre incident. Like, we'd all known each other since they were 10. We were 10, so that was kind of interesting to me. But, yeah, I guess it happens sometimes, right?
It does happen, totally. Yeah. Who knows?
Jamie, there's still hope.
Hey, man. Seriously.
It's fine. I think if you're curious about it, it's like, you know, put it out there into the universe. Vagina might just come your way. You never know. Okay, you guys. Anything else about Valentine's Day?
What are you doing?
Thoughts? Oh, God. I thought we were just going to skip through that. I actually, I don't know. I'm supposed to go out with a friend as well. I'm supposed to go out with two friends. And I didn't really commit to anything. It's been a really busy week. I think I'm just going to have dinner with some friends. I'm not so totally caught up in Valentine's Day. And rather than going out with like someone that I'm dating, I'd rather just hang out with my friends that I love.
Yeah.
So, I've been so busy like the last week doing a lot of, I feel like I'm Valentine's Day'd out with all the press that I've been doing around Valentine's Day. It was super fun. I was just on the Adam and Drew podcast, Adam and Dr. Drew. I was on Jason Ellis's podcast and Think Tank, which is a really great show by Hannah Cranston. It's on the YouTube channel. You know, check out the YouTube there. It's very interesting.
They have videos.
It's on the interweb, if you Google. And then what else did I do? It feels like there was a lot of whatever. It was fun. So I feel like I've had my fair share. But, you know, friends and love. It's all about love, guys. So, and we also, if you're like thinking about what to do tonight, you still don't know, and you're listening to the show, we've got a lot of good tips on the website. We have some good articles up there, blog posts, stuff like that.
Totally. Ways to love yourself, hot Valentine's Day dates that don't cost a thing. Jamie has an entire cooking blog up.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, that's amazing. Right.
With actual food in it, actual recipes.
Jamie, that was quite an endeavor. Right. Okay.
Hot in the kitchen, hot in the bedroom.
Hot in the kitchen.
Not just vagina tacos.
That's a great blog.
Yeah.
Not just vagina tacos.
Although I do think I'm going to have to create some kind of like recipe for those. Not to put on an actual genital area, but just to make
vagina tacos.
Vagina tacos. Oh, like a vagina, like maybe like a a cookie cutter, but it's shaped like a vagina, like a vagina taco. It's actually like a taco shell that's shaped like a vagina.
Yeah, I think I could figure it
the
out.
The innards are shaped like a...
Yeah, that's
we'll get back to you guys on that for
okay,
sure.
Okay, good. I don't want to promise you guys anything that I don't have.
I'll let you know.
Okay. You guys, okay, so a little sex in the news here. I picked out just for my favorite millennials. It says here there was a study. Every year, Match.com comes out with a study. It's a Singles in America study. And it's actually, I respect this study because not only did they have me fly me to New York a few years ago to be on a panel with Patty Stanger, Helen Fisher, who is an amazing doctor of sex, and Perez Hilton talking about it. So I like it. But I really respect Helen Fisher and what she has to say. So this study says that millennials are skipping first dates and going straight to having sex. How about that? So men and women of a certain age knew the score. First some whining and dining, then some bumping and grinding. That's how dating went, and the grinding part often didn't happen until the second or third date at best. But a recent study indicates, per usual, the millennials are throwing the old rule book out the window and saving themselves time and money and going straight to home base. The New York Post reports that according to research done by Singles in America, as well as Match.com's advisor, Dr. Helen Fisher, millennials are 48% more likely than others to go ahead and have sex before they even hit the wine bar. Dr. Fisher says it's the younger generation of adults are doing it to see who the other person is if they want to bother with putting any time and energy into them. So she's saying just, you know, knock it off the list, see if you have chemistry, and then maybe get the wine. Yeah. I don't know. So it also says that millennials are 66% less likely to get off during a one night. Through oral sex. It's saying that you guys aren't participating in oral sex that much.
Wow, that is disappointing. And I'm gonna have to talk to all of you individually about this because this is a shame.
Don't let oral go. I love you, millennials, and nothing's made me hate you all. But really, if you guys are like abolishing oral sex, or was that our president? Like, did he do that? No, you guys.
The Clinton administration didn't do well for it.
No. Oh, that's true. Or did they?
Or
you
did
had like
they?
9-year-olds going, "Mommy, what's what was it like?"
They sensationalized it. Yeah, it's not intercourse technically. So.
Right. Exactly. So also, and it also says though, yeah, you're not having oral, and you're less likely to get off that way, which is weird. What if your bodies change, or is it that your partners don't know how?
I think it's partners don't know how and a lack of comfort. Personally, I was never able to enjoy oral sex until it was with someone who I was super comfortable with. And it's like, granted, we're getting really sex positive now. Like our generation, especially, I've noticed they've like made huge strides. Like, you know, like your generation set it up actually with like all the women's movements and everything. And then like they've recently come to like very specific, like taking away vagina shame. But it still exists. And I think a lot of maybe girls have trouble letting loose because they're not into it. And then guys don't know what the fuck they're doing down there because the vagina is a Rubik's cube of life. So,
right.
What do you think, Jamie?
In my experience, it's hit or miss kind of like with who you're with. Like some people really just don't even start to head down that area. And some people like super love it. So it's kind of like dependent on just like who you're going out with, I guess. And then also, I guess it depends on like what circumstance that you're having sex with them. Cause I feel like a lot of millennials are having, you know, like drunken hookups and stuff like that. And a lot of times during that, it's hard to keep it going for so long. Cause you're kind of just like drunk and trying to like, you know, going through the motions and all that stuff. So I think that has a lot to do with it too.
Uh-huh.
But if you're like, first of all, if you're going at a full blown sober and there's no foreplay, then I have no idea what you guys are doing.
I know, right? What are you doing? Like you're not turned on yet. You're not.
Yeah. I mean, like sex? If there's no time restraint, then like, let's, you know, relax. Let's go for it.
Let's get stuff some moral like going. Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it is interesting. I don't like to stereotype even an age group, but even in my, I've said this before that even in college, remember the first guy that tried to go down on me, I think I was a junior in college and I was like, I was like, I remember lying in this frat house, just being like, oh, this is horrible. Like, please don't. Like, I'm so terrified that I'm thinking you don't want to do this. This is gross to you. This is gross to me. You know, I didn't understand my body. I didn't understand it. And I really feel like, and then later, like in my, probably after I graduated, I got a little more comfortable, but I do think it's a practice thing too. Guys don't have a lot of practice down there because it goes both ways. Women might not want it. Guys don't know what they're doing. So that might be part of it, but you know.
Yeah.
Don't stop trying. Keep trying.
One experience where a guy was just like, he was like, oh, you've never, it was my first ever like oral sex experience. And he was like, oh, you've never had a guy go down on you? Like, let me rock your world. Oh, and like, God. I laid back and it was just the most uncomfortable. I found a bunch of my old journals and I was reading one and I was like, maybe I'm broken because it just didn't feel like anything at all. And I just wanted it to be over. And he would hit a random part where I'd like jerk up because it was like so sensitive and he just didn't know where he was putting his tongue, but he was so overzealous with it. Like, oh. I don't know where you get that combination of just like lack of bravado, grace and also, an inflated sense of like sexual confidence where he was like, I've got this. And I was like, never is anyone putting their face in my vagina ever again.
No, Jesus, that's bad. Yeah, it takes some time, you guys. And you probably went right for your clitoris, saw it in porn.
We were like 17, so I'm getting a break.
That's okay. Hopefully he's doing better now. Okay, so also it says that 57% of millennials, for all their tech-savvy and digitally connected social lives, you feel lonely most of the times. Most of the time, you feel lonely.
It's true.
Can you resonate with loneliness? Like, if you or your peers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know. A lot. I guess my friends are kind of all over the place when it comes to that. I'm, like, very, like, I like kind of being on my own kind of thing. Right. So I don't really feel, like, the loneliness too much. But I do have a friend who, like, she's kind of like me in the sense that she likes to go out and, like, date multiple people and stuff like that. But she, at the end of the day, would like to come home to someone and cuddle with someone. So she does feel that loneliness. So it is there. And, of course, everyone wants that companionship. Like, no matter. Like,
I don't think this is, like, generation specific here.
Yeah.
People get lonely. And I think, actually, loneliness is actually a healthy thing to feel.
Totally.
I think a lot of people, we all try to avoid loneliness by distracting ourselves and keeping busy and just doing anything but feeling, which is... You know, I think it's really good to go through the feelings, go through the emotions of life. But okay, so what do you guys think about this? Do you feel that your friends or yourselves are just kind of having sex on the first date right away? More so than, I don't know what to compare to. Like, I feel like people have always done this.
Yeah, but I think we're more cool about it now. Now we're like, we're doing it on purpose. Like, it's not like anyone like told us like, oh, like, I'll love you forever. Like, let's just have sex. Now we're going into it like, we're going to have sex tonight. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe we'll get a call. But like, if we're going to do it, we're going to be down for it. We're not going to be victims.
You're not
going to
have the regrets the next morning.
Yeah, exactly.
You were also, it wasn't like, oh, is he going to call? Is he not? It's kind of like women are taking more control of that as
empowerment.
Well.
Like sexual empowerment.
It is sexual empowerment.
Every guy goes into every date hoping he's going to have sex, but probably. He doesn't really have control over that.
Exactly.
Right?
Sorry, well, Michael. I'm glad that women are feeling more empowered about it. Because I have to say that I still feel, and no way conservative about this, or do I hold any hard fast rules, but I always think like if you do like someone, you're out with them, if you can tell, if you're already out, I just think it's like the, you know, it's such a great thing, and the arousal and the building and the teasing before you actually have sex is some of the best parts. Plus you're getting to know someone that if you sex right away, I get it, you're like, okay, I want to see if I'm even attracted to him, but a lot of times the first time you have sex, it isn't the best. And the more you get to know someone, you actually know, like, do I want this penis in my vagina and vice versa?
Yeah, I think that The thing is there, though, it does depend on like the kind of person that you are. And because, and this is something I kind of just popped into my brain, which kind of like is clicking and making sense. But I feel like, especially me, but millennials too, like the way that dating is like showing any kind of emotion is like just like not okay. Like people are like, oh my God, you're showing emotions. You must be really into me. Like we have this weird thing. So I think that it's easier for us to have sex first because that's what we're actually more comfortable with, is the physicalness and not the emotional.
Wow.
So I think that if you get to know someone so much first and like them so much, you're going to build up that idea of how good the sex is going to be in your head. And then what if you're disappointed? So it's kind of like, let's get it out of the way first. Let me know, because I know that I want to do the physical thing most likely. Let's get that out of the way first. See if we have this connection. See if we have that chemistry. And then when I get to, like, I'll get to know you more emotionally after that, because that is something that I can actually, like, now withstand with you.
So why do you think you guys are so afraid of intimacy? Madison's
like a loaded question.
Yeah, like,
Jamie and I are both like,
Is it because you didn't have models of that, because of the divorce rate, because of social media, technology? I mean, everything's blamed on technology, but I'm just...
It could be a mix of that. I think a big part of it is unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Unreal, from what you want your partners
I grew up believing like romance was to now, like I would rather not, if I was in a relationship, I probably would not date because I just like, I feel like I don't understand it at all.
Right. No, right. I know. I agree. And there's so much more now you could see, like, I feel like maybe it was more secretive or people didn't talk. There wasn't as much to watch, like television, everything that depicted like the real American family or the real family, people going through mm-hmm. divorce and affairs and polyamory and all the other choices yeah. out there. Perhaps that could be it.
Or maybe intimacy just looks different and we need to like embrace yeah. it and kind of wrap our mind around that. Like hence, you know, the rise in popularity of open relationships and the rise in interest. Because maybe... Right. We just need to rethink the way we look at it.
Yeah, that's true. But intimacy is still intimacy. It's still like connecting with someone, yeah. opening up, trust, being vulnerable. I mean, mm-hmm. those are still the components.
I think trust is a big one. And I think that because like the internet and social yeah, media exists and play such a big part in it, it changes the way trust is built and broken.
Right.
So that's something that's always in the back of our minds. Like in any moment in time, like it doesn't matter how good your relationship is, you could open up your boyfriend's phone and find Tinder on it. You know what I mean? And I it's think, like, right? it happens every single fucking day. So every it's hard day. To, I think it's hard to feel settled.
It's so true. Or you just go on Instagram and you're like, why'd you like that bitch's photo? Right?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's the you. Instagram models. Like people, you could screenshot things. Like, you know, it's really.
Snapchat
it's,
porn.
Yeah. It's and Snapchat, that's the thing too, is that like it disappears and you never know. And you can delete the conversations that you've had with people. So it doesn't even show that you've been talking to that person on Snapchat at all. So it's like, it's kind of crazy just like how easy it is to. Be led astray or to you
absolutely
know.
I mean I cannot I mean I don't know what I would have done like I said like when I would have an ex if I broke up with someone when I was 24 like I would never see him again like maybe if I ran into him but I knew nothing about him where he was who his friends were like nothing unless you ran to a friend of a friend 6 months later but now it's like you break up and you're like on their Facebook their Snapchat their Instagram so it's really weird to always be connected with people you slept with and when you're with them, obviously there's more options for them to cheat. But okay, so speaking of that, let's move on to some positive things here. Now that's not positive. That was actually really interesting to me, you guys. Thank you for those insights.
Oh yeah, thanks that's for your excellent questions. Set
of, sure. Okay, let's move on to the best Valentine's Day ever. I want to thank you for emailing us because a lot of times we ask you guys to send us your stories and you know send us your thoughts on things. And so this year we had a contest. For the best Valentine's Day ever, we asked for your submissions, and they were amazing. We have like a 16-page document here, and I seriously wish that we could read all of them. But I actually got super turned on reading them before the show. I was like, oh my God, this is hot. So I really, like, God, I love hearing from you guys. So thank you for taking the time to write this. Are we announcing the winners?
No, not yet.
Okay. So you're going to follow us on social media for that, and yeah. on the next show, we're going to announce the winners. I wish you could all win because they were really good.
No, seriously. If we could send a vibrator to all of you, we would.
What show is that when they're like, I wish all of you could, you know, but there's only one that can. Is it like The Bachelor? Or is it
yeah,
like,
I think it's, no, it's a, it's like America's it's a Next show. Top Model,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it could be both of you, but right. only one.
Or like Miss yeah. America or something.
Yeah, something like that. But either way.
Right. I wish you could all win a magic wand.
Those are the vibes right now.
Okay, so... So you sent us your best. We got so many responses, and this was the interesting part. We saw a lot of great trends in these emails about what make Valentine's Day great. We thought, of course, like we were thinking like maybe it would be about like a great gift or like, you know, I don't know. Just I was thinking gifts or like surprised me with, you know, 5-star hotel room.
Exactly. You're thinking about the stuff that you see on like Instagram. Like those like that's kind of like Rose what I pictured. Yeah, exactly. Like someone's gonna be like, oh, like a candlelit dinner and Laguna Beach, you know, like whatever. And yeah, it wasn't that, right?
No, it wasn't. So a lot of your best memories involve spending time together, which is something that we've been talking a lot about here, you know, at our posts and on the show and different press stuff we did. We were just saying like, have an experience together. Like it's so much better than like doing this big night and playing double price for a meal, but do something and involve, you know, have an experience. A lot of you had some really hot experiences or just fun experiences. Because I think that there's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Really makes sense. Couples who play together stay together. Okay, and there's a fair amount of V-Day anal. Who knew? We always think that like August is anal sex month. Mm-hmm. But now I think it's February. So that's cool. So we can read. You guys want to read some of these? Yeah. Some submissions?
Yeah, totally.
Let's do it. Who wants to start?
Jamie, I know you have yours specifically.
Oh, we all picked out some of our faves.
I do. I like this one. I liked it a lot because it's really short and sweet. But it is from, his name's Brian in South Carolina.
You have to do it in a Southern accent the whole time. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, South Carolina accent is totally.
I have no idea what that is. Okay, yeah. so just so that I don't butcher it and you know piss anyone off in South Carolina, I'm going to just say it in my normal voice.
I'm kidding. No pressure.
I totally would if I could.
I know you would. I would have practiced it. Yeah, no, I got it. I'm just joking. Okay.
Okay, but basically, so he says that while I'm going to read it in his voice though. While mine was simple, it was well received and easily a reputable feat. We fed and put the kids to bed. Then I made us dinner, steak. Something that's French, pumpkin souffle and asparagus. The twist was that I only made one plate and sat down in between us, slipped off my tie and blindfolded my wife. Then I proceeded to feed the two of us dinner with her blindfolded the whole time. Taking away sight really does change how you experience your environment, no matter what's on the menu. I really like that because it was just cute. He fed her dinner like she didn't expect it. You know, it was just really nice. He took his tie off, blindfolded her. He's like using, you know, elements within the kitchen without having to like go into the bedroom to make it special.
That's really sweet. He took off his tie and blindfolded his wife. I always say that like you don't need to buy anything special if you don't want to. You can just use like the old necktie.
Yeah, totally.
And that is true about taking away one sense and feeding her dinner while she's blindfolded.
Like enhances the whole thing. Then you're like, what am I eating? Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be hot? Am I eating not arugula, something else?
Fun fact, asparagus has a lot of vitamins and nutrients in it that actually are linked to your arousal and sex hormones. So fun fact, if you're going to make dinner, put a side of asparagus there.
Just pee separately.
Yeah.
That smell. That's not what happens. That was a sweet one. I like that. Okay, Madison, you want to pick one of your faves?
Yeah, actually, one of my faves was one I'd kind of forgotten about, and then I just re-popped up, and I liked it a lot. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically, it's from Lauren, and she said that her best Valentine's Day was 5 years ago with her boyfriend. They just started dating, and neither of us were really big on celebrating Valentine's Day because they'd always been single. And so they, you know, they went to dinner, they had sex, he got her roses, which was cute. But the best part, and I thought this was really sweet, he made her a mix CD. And it was a mix CD of songs that reminded him of her. And that is really special because a lot of times when you get mix CDs, it's like, oh, these are songs that I like that like, you know, I thought you would like too. These are songs that directly reminded him of her. And it included was a written list of every song and the rationale for why he chose it, along with a little love note at the bottom. They were all songs I knew and loved, and they all had meaning for us. It was the sweetest and most thoughtful gift I'd ever received, and it's something I still listen to. Oh, and spoiler alert, they're still together. So if you're looking for like a last minute thing, that is adorable, and it like touched my heart. I feel like people don't do that anymore.
No, they don't.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, they just reminded me. So you know I've been like racking my brain for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Things that I remember my boyfriend, and I have to say he was like, you know, they always say I say this, but I believe it's true too, so it probably is. When your first love, like that real love in your early 20s, where you guys are now. Mm-hmm. But I had this, I moved to San Francisco and I met this guy. We dated for 3 years and I still think all my friends are like, oh, you loved him. Like I did. It was like 3 years we were together. And I remember I had two roommates at the time. So we were in my bedroom and I think I tried to make dinner the first and last time I ever made dinner. It was like a stir fry. I messed it up. But anyway, we were in my bedroom and I remember like putting on sexy lingerie and we ate dinner in my room, like made like a picnic. But he made me a photo album. But he was also an artist. So he took all these pictures from dating and then he drew like little like poems or little funny quotes from wherever we were. And I still have it.
Cute.
I'll bring it in. He pasted it together and like, you know, this, it was just like his special drawings and photographs. So that was really like one of these special things. Yeah. And then he also made me a sculpture of, it was him, like the thinker, like sitting on a rock, but with his heart.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
So then it was like, and it was like his heart was, like you could see through it to his heart that he painted red, like sitting, like thinking. And, like,
oh
with his
my
heart,
God.
And he was giving me his heart. It was all art. It was great.
I was going to say, how, that's like, I mean.
I was so romantic. He was the most romantic guy, I swear to God, I've ever dated. It was really, really sweet. Yeah.
That's
lovely. I loved him. I know. And I remember like sitting in my room and then I bought laundry for the first time. I remember it took me like an hour to get those thigh highs on with the garters. Yeah. They're
the
so
garters are the hardest
hard.
Part.
They're so, you got to clip the things and then the ones in the back and they never, but I remember like just feeling like the first time I did it. And I remember like, I don't remember what I got him. I can't remember. It was something probably not creative in that way, but yeah. And then we had great sex in the bedroom. It was fun with roommates. That's what you do.
And that's right? And it's so simple, but it's just something that is very specific to your interests and your, like, your desires and the relationship you have together. It's not your average whatever. Yeah.
It's nice. It doesn't have to be, I mean, depending on who you're with, but God, you know, it's just really nice to mark those memories, you know, and to have something special like that. It feels good. We all want to feel special.
Yeah.
And we all want to know why our partner loves us.
Exactly. At the end of the day, I was just reading an article that was like, we don't have to go off on this too long, but it was really cute because it was like the new I love you. And I was like, what on earth? It was like, I have the most important words you can say to your partner other than I like, and it's not I love you. And I was looking at it, I was like, well, like anal, please. Like, I don't know what are people saying? And I looked at it and it was, I love you because, and it said that once you get to a point in a relationship where you're like, actually like, you know each other and you know, like, it's not just about I love you. It's like why you love someone. And that is the number one thing that I have always said, that like, I don't just want to know that you like love me. I want to know why you love me.
Right.
And then I've had a lot of like boyfriends in the past be like, well, like, you don't know why you're lovable. Like, it's not my job to like, and it's not about that. It's not about validation. It's about being with someone who like sees you.
Right. You
and, like,
feel wants to feel seen.
Yeah. And like who like looks at you and is like, this is why I love you. And like, that's really important. So that's also.
I think it is really important because you want to know, yeah, you really do want to know. Like, do you see? Do you get me? Do you see the beauty in me?
Like, I'm an individual. Yeah. Like, what makes this love different from any other love that you might have?
Right,
so.
Exactly. No, I think that's a really important point. Okay. I got to pick my favorite. I did not pick my favorite because I liked, you know, of course, typical Emily. I highlighted like 10. So it was very hard for me to choose my favorite, you guys. But I love this one. Okay. This is from Marcella. Marcella, this was awesome. I love this one. I wanted to share my best Valentine's Day. In my life, I always have been and loved being spontaneous. My guy at the time, I went to do breakfast with some friends. It was winter. I had a cute coat that went down to my knees. I gave him a brief peek of what I was wearing when I picked him up. He was dying. I had thigh-high stockings, mini skirt, no panties, and a tight button shirt. At the restaurant, he couldn't stop staring at me. Our friends never knew he and I had a thing. It was a secret relationship. Both of us were single. I told him he couldn't touch me till we got back to his house. Well, as soon as we were getting to the door, he kept trying to touch me. We get inside, he flipped me over a sofa and banged away. We did every position you could think of. Later that same night, he had candles going for me, blindfolded me, and gilded ice cubes. Oh, glided. Or gilded.
I'm like, gold.
They were gold, right. Glided ice cubes over my body, sucked hot chocolate fudge from my breasts. It was all very romantic. It was the best Valentine's Day ever. With him, almost every day was spontaneous. We had crazy sex in crazy places. Memories. That's a good one.
I'm all about it. And what's funny is she actually tweeted you to let you know that she had sent one in. Because she was like really into it. So
that was hot. Yeah. I love that one. I have a friend in college who did that. She went to a guy's house with the long jacket and like it was a Michigan winter. And so it was like literally like 10 below. You can't find your car. Like there's snow everywhere. And she like trekked over there like in her Timberland boots. And like a long jacket and like nothing. It was freezing. I think she was drunk. But like, and like nothing underneath it. And it was like crazy at the time. Like you went over there in the trench coat, but hot.
I know.
Have you guys ever done that?
No, I've never done that before. I don't own a trench coat. I think that's my biggest problem. I need to
put that on. That's your biggest problem. Yeah.
I've like tried to attempt to do the secret reveal of lingerie before, but it was not.
It's
not as graceful.
No, it's hard. right, exactly. Yeah. Thigh highs actually are the solution now to garters because they're the same thing without the clips.
Yeah.
FYI, BTW.
Yeah, last Valentine's Day, I tried to put on lingerie and do the sexy surprise thing, and he was in the other room and had no idea that I was in there, like, with candles on, like, waiting. And finally, I was like, hello, like, are you going to make your way in here anytime soon? I'm just, like, sitting there with, like, crotchless panties.
Was he, like,
panties.
Playing a game
or
something?
I was playing games. I was going to put him on blast, but yes.
One more round. Or
I was, I was finally like, all right, you better get in here. Like, it's time for this. And, like, candles everywhere.
Aw, that's nice. Yeah. But eventually he showed up. That's good. Okay, you guys, thank you. These were awesome. I wonder if we could post these as a blog on the website.
Yeah, I think we're actually going to. They will probably be there.
I didn't even read all of them. Like, one of them I was getting super turned on. We're going to post them all on the website. So check them out at Sex with Emily. Happy Valentine's Day. We'll be right back. Right now, a quick shout out to our sponsors. Thank you for supporting them. We love them. I hope you do too. We'll be right back. Okay, now we're on to emails. If you have a question you want me to answer on the show, just email me. You can go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Ask Emily tab, fill out the form, hit submit. That's it. You can also check the box that you want to be called. You can also, and we'll set up a call for you and we'll talk to you on the show. You can also leave a voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1. As always, include information, your gender, age, where you live, and how you listen to this show.
And also your social security number and your bank routing number.
Exactly.
Thanks.
Just less for it is. Yeah. Social.
Keeps the show free.
Exactly. Your mother's main name.
Log into Uber.
Oh, that'd be awesome, right?
Post makes me coffee.
Okay. Formads, you wanted coffee for the show. It didn't happen. I had the cutest Postmates guy drop me off dinner last night.
Oh my God.
Not only that, I didn't even know he was cute before he showed up, but it was like, Postmates is a delivery service that's here. I think it's in San Francisco. It's everywhere.
It's in major cities. So any state you live in, the major city.
It's kind of like what's the one in every city?
It's better than E24.
It's like, there's like DoorDash. There's a bunch every of different city, ones.
Or what's the one that we use?
E24 and Grubhub.
Grubhub. Okay. Yeah. So this is like, because I was in San Francisco and I actually passed their office.
Oh yeah.
They're based there, I think, but none of my friends knew about it yet. Mm-hmm. Here's the point. I like Postmates. It's easy. I don't know. It's user friendly, but I ordered from, what's the vegan place? I did this last night. This is my memory. I can't eat the vegan
Real
place.
Real Food Daily?
Yes.
Oh my God. I order from them from Postmates all the time.
I did not know they were on Postmates. Yeah. So and it's so plentiful.
It's great.
This is what I was eating for lunch. Okay. So anyway, typically when they say, they let you know when they're coming, the app, it's like between 45 and 55 minutes. Then you order and it tells you exactly, like, it will be here at 9:07. And that's typically correct.
Yeah.
However, I get a text from him. He's like, hey, Emily, your food's going to be here in 10 minutes. It was like 20 minutes early. I already loved him.
Love it.
And then he shows up. He's like, your food's hot. And I'm like, you're freaking hot. You're so hot. Would you like to come in? What did I say to him? I said, I'm so happy to see you. And my food. Like, I think I wasn't meaning to make it sexual, but it kind of, like, the way I said it was like, I'm so glad you're here. I mean, of course, like, with the food, something like that. I didn't do anything inappropriate.
Postmates porn.
I did give him 20% tip.
There you go.
Which was generous. And that's another thing, you can tip on the app.
Yeah, it's so convenient. For
cash. Here's the point. You're doing it so you don't have to deal with the cash with a lot of these apps. Like, every app should allow you to tip on the app. Okay, but let's get to emails. Okay. Hi, Emily. Thanks so much for your podcast. I was wondering if it would be weird to call a guy daddy in the bedroom. I've never done it before, but I think it would sound great. Would it be a good idea to ask him before I do this? I'm not sure how weird that would be, if weird at all. Thanks for your help all the time. Love ya, Marie, age 24. I thought this was a great question. I don't remember I don't always remember everything, that thousands of questions over the years, but I think this is a great one because I'm glad that, Marie, that you're asking me first, because it can be a very triggering word for men and women.
Yes.
Like, a guy could say, hey, who's your daddy? And she's like, what? Like, you know, incest, what are you thinking? And for guys, they're like, you know, what could this mean? Like, it could mean that, you know, you've got daddy issues. Guys love jumping on the daddy issues things, okay? Pet names, as we know, they are common in the bedroom, and I understand why daddy might sound cool. And also, it's kind of like 70s porn, like Boogie Nights. I'm like, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Like, it's a thing.
It's a huge porn thing.
It is
More than anything else. Right. So.
It could also be interpreted, like I said, as women having daddy issues. In your case, I'm going to assume, Marie, that it's more of like, because here's how it's also looked at. You could see, like, oh, it's, you know, some daddy thing, but typically it's not. It's more like you're the protector, mm-hmm. you're the dominant one, like kind of like synonymous with you're the boss, yeah. right? Who's the boss? But it can also make, you know, a guy feel like a perpetrator.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think that's the case. And I do think it could freak him out or turn him on. So I'd say tread lightly and kind of play with dirty talk. So I'm thinking like, you know, see how it goes. Just be like, I don't know, how would you say it? Like, you're my daddy. Spank me, daddy. I've been a good girl, daddy.
Yeah, like maybe it's like when you're about to have sex, like when it's like getting to that point and you're just like, oh yeah, like you, am I a naughty girl? And like
yeah.
if you kind of like refer to yourself as like a naughty girl and he's like into it, then you could be like, oh, like, you know, like, okay, daddy, like that would be a good suggestion.
Yeah.
Because it's, that might also make it clear to him that you're not having daddy issues. You're like being sexy.
Right. You're asking for like, to, if you can get like an increase in your allowance.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. It's
oh no, that'd be wrong.
You're like, okay. Yeah, you're like, should I take off my socks, daddy?
Right.
He's like, what?
Right, exactly. Have I been, right. What do you think, Jamie?
Yeah, no, I think it's just like, you can just like prod it a little bit, like not maybe go right for it. Also, like if you're already dirty talking, then maybe you can kind of just go right for it because at least he knows you like to talk dirty. But if you're like not really dirty talking at all, you definitely want to like work into that, I think.
Play up for it. Yeah, yeah. I think so too. Not, but I wouldn't say that with all dirty talk, but I think daddy can
be. Daddy, yeah, just because of the fact that it could like, it really is hit or miss. Like some guys are going to be super into it. Some guys are going to be like, oh, okay, weird. You know, just right. like the same way that like if a guy were to like, I guess it doesn't really work the same way.
What
but
if
the
a guy
other
said,
way
if a guy
called
daddy?
Me mom, I would be like, bye.
No, but what if a guy said to you like, you know, I'm your daddy, or like, don't upset daddy, or you want to give daddy a blowjob?
Oh my God. If they said you want to give daddy a blowjob and it was unprecedented, yeah, I would be like, goodbye. Yeah, suck daddy's dick. Like, I'd be like, goodbye.
Right. So tread lightly on this one, I think. I mean, I also think that you could also wait till you're with a guy that you really trust and kind of talk about it first. Like, talk about dirty talk, or like, just do it and then talk, but then you might feel safer or get less rejection. Yeah. We all want to feel safe.
What? There was a movie or a TV show or something, I forgot what it was, where a girl called, like a woman called a guy daddy, but he was like older and he had like gray hair and he like took it like totally the wrong way. And it was like because he was actually like a father age.
Yeah, exactly.
That he like freaked out about it. So maybe like if there's a huge age gap, proceed with caution.
Right, right, exactly, exactly.
Like if it could actually be your daddy, like don't jump into
exactly.
it.
Exactly, like 30-year age difference.
Yeah, I did find a study actually from ForkTip.com that found that the hottest thing for women, like that women say the hottest thing for their partners to say in bed is to call them daddy. So maybe we just like to be told.
Say that again, guys.
It was things women like their partners to say to them during sex makes me call him daddy.
I think it's more of like a dumb, maybe it's like a BDSM thing. Dumb.
Yeah, but like if a guy's like, call me daddy.
I've
like
never had a guy do that.
I would be so not down for that. I'm going to be like, what?
I'd immediately snap into daughter mode. No. Be like, don't tell me what to do.
And I do have daddy issues, but I still don't think.
No, yeah. To me, I mean, I totally don't judge you if you like that. It's not for me. Especially
no judge.
If a guy like, and I would like it more. I like it more when it's like your idea to say it than when a guy like.
Tells you to say it
just because it's like, I'm like, okay, like call me, you know, like Bobo the Clown. Like, right. It's just weird. Like, I don't know. Like,
right.
Like,
don't
why?
Tell me what to, but Madison found the site. So, right. That's why you guys, seriously, there's no judgment. There's no right or wrong here. Yeah. You just got to figure out, tread lightly, you know, if you don't feel as safe with somebody, but you know, hey, try it out.
I think we're the minority. I know a lot of my friends say daddy in bed and they're super into it. And like, they're like, it's like a thing that they do. So, and they're like, like I say, like, they're like more like sexually empowered than I will ever be. So I think that maybe like I'm slow on the uptake.
Which is weird. The three of us usually think there'd be like, well, I don't know. You're right. The third one of us would like daddy.
Maybe it's one out of every four. So we just need another.
I know.
Another check to be here.
Can we ask Michael, our sound guy? He never talks about sex. Michael?
He's like, don't talk
about
it.
Oh, he just okay, Michael, we won't ask
it's
you.
A weird
but we
question.
Are giving you lube for Valentine's Day.
It's a weird question to put him on the spot.
I never asked him anything. Just wait, Michael. Just wait. You'll have a mic there next week. Okay. Hey, Emily. Okay. I recently listened to the last show live. Did we do a live show? Did I do a ripper?
I mean, he listened to it like when it aired.
Oh, when it came out probably. Because you know, if you're, let's say this is your first time listening. Hi. Welcome. We love you. We release shows on Tuesdays and Fridays. Okay. And it reminded me that I can write in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please do. I'm 22. I've been having sex for about 6 years now, pretty regularly, at least 5 times a week. for 6 years. It's awesome.
There you go.
I've dated mostly the same types of girls, but I started seeing a girl recently who's very open with me about her masturbation tendencies and so forth. Usually I've never had a problem with it in other girls because they never actually directly told me. However, I've been having a hard time not feeling weird about the amount she masturbates. Like the other day, she stayed the night at my house and we had sex that night and the next morning, then I had to go to work. And then when I got home, she told me that she had masturbated.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, how dare she?
Who is
in
she?
In your bed? Who is this Martian? Like, she couldn't even wait till I got home from work. I haven't really been able to quite understand how to react to this yet. I've had a significant amount more experience than her, so, and I'm not worried about performing, so I'm not sure where the negative feeling is coming from. Any tips or advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, Jay Vasquez.
Oh my God.
Jay, I love you. I'm telling you, I love this on so many levels because, listen, how many times have we gotten the same question in reverse from women?
Every time.
Like, literally, feedback at Sex Tell Me, we get hundreds of emails a day. You are the first guy I can remember, and not probably, Jay, let me tell you this. You are representing so many men here because you're not the first guy who's felt this way. You might be the first guy who's emailed me about this. It means that you're very in touch with your sensitivities and your emotions. But again, a lot of women email us like, I'm so confused. Like, sex is great. Why does my guy have to watch porn and masturbate? So this is from the male perspective. And so thank you, Jay, for sending in this question. Okay, I understand that masturbation habits are confusing to our partners across the board. You know, again, like a lot of women are like, why does he masturbate? Why does he watch porn? And we've covered that so much on the show. So Jay, you're calling this like a weird feeling. And I get it, because I think if I can, Jay, just guess here, you're probably thinking like, I'm a stallion in bed. We had great sex all the time. Why the hell does she need to bop her bologna? What do they call it?
Yeah.
No, play the Taco Tuesday? What do they call it? Flipping the taco? There's a taco
one. Flick the bean. I don't know if there's a taco.
There probably is. I just remember. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're wondering why she, it's not bop the bologna either.
I don't think so. We'll talk about it later.
There's euphemisms for it's the bean. Here's the thing. I understand why that's confusing. But here's the thing. We masturbate before, during, after we have partners. It is a healthy part of life. It's like saying that you stopped going to the gym when you had a relationship, or you stopped eating or going to the movies. It just means that you're saying she's not like the other girls you've dated. It's because she's really comfortable with her sexuality and she likes sex. She likes masturbation. She's not afraid to tell you about it. She's not afraid you're going to judge her. And I'm assuming if I was in her place, she was probably thought you might get turned on by the fact that you masturbated in her bed.
Yeah.
Because from my experience, when I've shared that information, it's like the hottest thing. Guys are like, wow, you did in my bed. That's hot. Or tell me about the last time you masturbated. So I think this is just like new to you because you're out there, Jay. You've got a lot of women. It sounds like you're having a good time and you just maybe you need a little more information here on female masturbation habits.
Yeah, totally. And besides, I mean, to Emily's point, like maybe she thought that by sharing that information, like you guys would have sex. Just because she masturbated a few hours ago did not mean that she was not down for it again. And like masturbation doesn't replace sex in any way. It's almost completely separate sometimes.
It's so separate.
Yeah.
It enhances the experience.
I think it is really separate because there's probably rare people that are like, oh no, it's okay. I masturbated today. I'm good. Thanks. I don't need to have sex.
Yeah.
Like nobody says that. If you're masturbating, you're like, oh yeah, I'm already actually kind of revved up. I already remember what my last orgasm felt like. It can shoot me into the next one.
Exactly. Like, and I think a lot of times when you are having really great sex, you tend to masturbate more.
Yeah,
like I know when I'm
mind. You're when more I'm excited.
Sex top of mind. So I think that, you know, it's not the lack of sex that drives us to masturbate. It's like the abundance of amazing sex. So I was just thinking about how hot you were last night. You went to work. She didn't have to. She's lying in bed.
It's a compliment.
What else are you going to do?
It's like
you should take this as a compliment, Jay.
It's like one step below her leaving a chocolate mint on your pillow.
Right.
Like,
but better.
Job well done.
Yeah. Right. Maybe. I think it's better, Jay. But if you have any, I mean, I hope this explained it to you sufficiently.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line, like it's all normal and she's nothing that you're doing is causing this. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you or your relationship or anything like that. Like
right.
It's all good.
It's all good, Jay. This is good. So, it has nothing to do with you. And I understand that weird feeling threatened, but you're all good.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. God, I love ghosting questions. This is about ghosting. Okay. Hey, Emily, I'm newly single after a 4-year relationship and I do not understand how to date. I recently slept with a guy after 3 dates and the sex was terrible, like irreparable. I tried to guide him. I tried to gently tell him how I like to be touched, but he was completely unresponsive. how do I get out of going out with him again without being a jerk? I don't want to ghost him, but I also just broke my ex's heart. I don't want to be collecting jars filled with boys' tears forever. That was so poetic. Thanks, Sarah.
Love Sarah.
Sarah, I love that saying.
I know.
God, I've got like waterfalls of men's tears, I think.
Yeah, like a water cooler?
I was going to say a water cooler, yeah. I was going to say a dam. Dammed up men's tears. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Not anymore. It's strange.
You've got a man-made lake.
Man-made lake of tears. I totally get it, Sarah.
A dam that your beaver built?
Yes! Yes!
Perfect.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so the rules to ghosting. I just had this debate. I was out with some guy friends, and they were saying, he's like, I had a date the other night with a girl. I didn't like her. I'm like, you're going to call? He's like, he looked at me like I was a Martian. He's like, no, I'm not going to call her. Like, why do I need to say anything? And I said, well, I mean, it was one date. I get it. But I said, but a friend of a friend fixed him up. I'm like, well, okay, Brad. So I said to him, okay, if you were out with a girl, would you, and you liked her, let's say it was reversed. You went out with a girl. You thought you had a great dinner because this girl thought that it was a great time. She was like, oh, I can't wait to hear from you. I'm like, well, let's do it again. And he was like, yeah. And then he's like, peace out. He's like, he had ghosted before he, like, valet showed up with his car. So I'm thinking like, okay, but how would you feel if you had a great date with a girl and she was like, yeah, that was fun, we'll talk. And then you kept texting her and you didn't hear back. He's like, yeah, that's what it is. It would go. I'm like, well, he's like, it would be fine. I'm like, or would you rather have her say to you right there? Cause typically we know, like, you know what you said to her, I'll call my friend Bob. Let's say Bob said to her, you know what? I'd love to see you again. And she was like, yeah. And then, you know, he texted, she didn't get back. And let's say she said to him, you know what, Bob, I actually think this was great, but I don't really feel like a connection in that way, but you're awesome, and it was so nice meeting you. And, like, let him know right there in the moment. He's like, I don't want to hear that. I said, well, what's worse? Like, what? So this is another level. This is like you slept together. Yeah. You went on three dates, and then just a ghost just seems a lot more intense to me.
Yeah.
But I just think, like, I feel like to say, like, I think she should be in touch with him and just say, I wasn't feeling it. But then he's going to forever feel insecure about his abilities sexually.
I think go ahead.
No, but then he's going to feel that anyway. If you don't respond, he's already going to assume that. Yeah. So
I think that saying, I don't know, maybe because I've never had anyone say this to me that I can remember, but what's wrong with saying the chemistry isn't there? Like, if you're like, you know, I had a really great time, like, I think that you're awesome and, like, we have great dates, like, and everything like that. I just don't think that, like, romantic chemistry is there. You say romance, he's out of there. So, right. Like, the second you say it, he's like, oh, okay. And he'll be like, can we have sex again? You can be like, no. And right. Then that's it. You're done.
I just don't feel the chemistry. I don't feel a connection to you, a romantic connection. I don't feel the intimacy, whatever you want to say.
I think that that's harder for more, like, girls to hear from a guy because, like, I feel like girls want to feel special more than guys do usually. And so, like, if a guy were to say that to a girl, like, oh, the chemistry's just not there, she'd be like,
I'm fat. I'm ugly.
Okay.
My vagina had two hairs on it.
Set his house on fire.
But right. then girls, I feel like, because they think a lot with their emotions, so they think a guy might also react that way. So that's why they don't want to say that.
Right.
But I think it's better. Guys are usually better. I don't know why. I feel like it would be better for you to be like, hey, like,
how would you say it then if you were, if
me?
You, if
like,
you,
well, for me, like, okay.
Sarah. Jamie, well, what would Jamie text? Dates like a guy, too.
I'm going to say, no, yeah, Jamie. Like, so this guy, would be so. A text. I'm assuming Sarah's not going to call him because you guys don't call. You millennials. Yeah,
no, that would.
I don't know how old she is. Did she say how old she is? No, but. Okay.
No.
So I'm just assuming everyone's a millennial. No, just kidding. For this case, what would you say, Jamie? And then I'll see what I would say.
I mean, like, if he were to actually, like, text me and ask me out and I really didn't want to go, I would just be like, hey, you know what? Like, instead of wasting both of our times, like, I did have fun, but I would say the same thing. I'll be like, I just don't really feel it. I don't really see it. I don't really see this developing into something. Like,
yeah, that's all good stuff.
If, like, but also too, if the guy never hits you up after that date and you don't feel the need to text him, then I think it's okay to just let that teeter off.
Exactly.
That way.
Let him ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, but then you might like him, you know? You're my gosh, I didn't like you until you didn't like me. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, why wouldn't he like me? I'm a delight.
I've like gone on like the worst. I remember like being on this date. I hated it. Like, it was a joke with my friends how bad the date was. And then like a week later, I'm like, I can't believe he hasn't called me. Like, how dare he decide he didn't like me and I didn't like him? It was funny. It's a moment. Our egos, you know? But I think same thing. I would probably say, or what I've said in the past is too. It's not so bad to say, and this is actually true, but like, I'm not really looking for right now. I'm just taking time. I'm just dating, or I'm super busy with work.
Yeah, I use the busy thing all the time.
I know, but like I truly for so long, and so I was just like busy. I'm like, yeah, that was fun. Things are crazy. It was really nice meeting you. I don't have a lot of time for a relationship right now.
Yeah, totally.
Right? You don't have to say yeah, but it's also the chemistry thing is.
Well, it's very sexual.
But yeah, I mean, like if you are busy, there's no shame in using that as your excuse. Because it's true. I mean, you could make time if you really wanted to, but they don't need to know that.
I think this is, yeah, exactly. I think this is an interesting debate. Like, what would you guys like to hear? Think about it. Like, I want to know, this is why I was asking all my, I was at like three guy friends. I was like, would you rather hear there's no chemistry or just like a girl might say, and I've done this in my past, like, oh, I'm getting back, or I have a boyfriend, or I'm dating someone else. Would you rather hear that they're dating someone else, or would you rather hear that she didn't like feel a connection with you guys?
I honestly think that I would rather have someone say, like, I don't think that it's there. Or, right. Like, I don't see us,
the
like,
truth.
Moving to that
You'd
place.
Rather have the truth.
Well, not only that. It's like if they were, like, just because of the way my brain works, I'm so neurotic. If they were, like, oh, I'm dating someone else, I'd be like, well, were they dating at the same time as me? Like, was I just someone they were using to make them feel jealous? Like, who am I as a person to you now with this having happened? I would rather just them just be like, you know what? Like, it's not
I
there.
I think you're right. Honesty is the best policy. I never feel good when I don't, like if I'm like, I'm dating someone and then I'll see him again or that's not good.
That wouldn't work for me either.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't care. I'd be like, oh, is that an issue? Are you exclusively dating this other person?
Right.
That's just how I look at it.
Right. Because you're like, so what? Bring her with me. I want to taste her taco.
No.
Bring her with you on the next day.
No, but it's just
it
like,
it could just backfire.
People are too afraid to be completely honest and hurt other people's feelings. It's like, you don't understand like how much more you're going to hurt their feelings when they find out what you said isn't true, because
it's
honesty
true.
Like truth find the way of coming out regardless.
You're so friggin' right, Jamie.
It's called Snapchat.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys don't do another? We're done. We're good. You guys, it was awesome.
It was so much fun.
Thank you for spending Valentine's Day with me.
Oh, yeah.
You guys and everyone listening to the show, I love you all. Thank you, Madison and Jamie. Oh. Any parting words?
No, just like go home and masturbate.
Yeah. So you guys, seriously, it's a day of love. And just remember, masturbation, don't knock it. It's sex with someone you love.
It's true.
That's you, baby. Okay. Thank you, Michael. You can answer this question later. and thank you, everyone, for listening. I love you all. And check me out. All the places, Snapchat, Instagram, all that, @sexwithemily. And thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.